Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Becky Hammon. Every time somebody tweets the name Becky Hammon, you get some pretty, all over the place results. On one hand, she's a Popovich assistant, and Popovich assistants all seem to always get opportunities. On the other hand, she is more famous than she otherwise would be because she's a woman. Let's just be honest. Most people wouldn't know her name if she were just a man on Greg Popovich's staff. I gather you're a big fan of hers. Why?
I'm a big fan of hers because I think that she is one of the first women, and obviously Nancy Lieberman and others fit this bill as well. But Becky Hammon, of course, a little bit younger in terms of her place in coaching at this stage and at this time in 2019 when it seems like more and more places are itching to give women these opportunities in these male-dominated career fields. I think that you're looking at a situation with Becky where she has the Popovich connection, as you mentioned, and I think that's pretty attractive. She is somebody who I quote in my post over at grizzlybearblues.com, Quincy Pondexter, who came out and credited her with changing his perspective on the game of basketball. And you hear more and more male players saying that they're interested in playing for her, or they like playing for her, not because she's attractive, not because she's somebody that they could see themselves in a relationship with. There's no courting going on here, 1960 style. This is a situation where they like her as a basketball mind. And I think that she is kind of a right place, right time situation. I definitely agree with you. I mean, I'll use a name from how many people that read my article today knew who Dan Burke was? Probably not very many, but if you look Dan Burke's resume and the fact that he's coached with six different head coaches from Larry Bird all the way to Nate McMillan, all sorts of different people in between, he's had to shut down literally everyone from Michael Jordan to LeBron James. His resume is far more impressive than Becky Hammon's, but chances are you have no idea who Dan Burke is, and you do know who Becky Hammon is. So that plays into the point that you're making. I like it because it's an opportunity for Memphis to make history. I like it because you're giving an opportunity to somebody who I think has earned the opportunity, not as much as the others that I mentioned. And in fairness, I would prefer, especially for a Grizzlies organization that needs a little more stability. I had Chris Vernon of Grind City Media on my podcast, GBB Live, today, and he talked about wanting somebody with some experience because bringing in a lifelong assistant hasn't worked so far for Memphis, and he's not wrong about that. I like Dan Burke and I like Sam Cassell because they're NBA lifers, but a retread even, like a Jacques Vaughn, a Mike Brown, a Mark Jackson, I would take any of those types over Becky at this point because I think Becky needs a perfect situation to have full success, and she's not going to get that in Memphis right now for a variety of reasons, both on and off the court.
I agree with that, especially the last part. And I think Becky taking a job, she will be an NBA head coach one day. I do believe that.
Right.
But it's going to have to be really something close to a perfect situation. And here's why. And I think I know people who know her, and they say she understands this. She's not just fighting for her career. Her success or failure is going to tell a story, and this isn't right or fair, but it is the way it's going to go down. If she fails, even in a job that any other man they would have hired fails, it'll be, see, this is why you can't have a woman as a head coach.
Right.
Her first job has to be something where she's set up for success because she really is telling a story larger than her own personal story. Like if Sam Cassell gets a job, then he's either going to do it or not do it, and it'll be strictly about Sam Cassell. But for Becky Hammon, it'll be about a woman's ability to coach in that league. If she does it, people will say, see, I told you so. It hasn't been any problem, and she's actually really, really good. This is why front offices should be open-minded, more open-minded than they are. If she fails, people are going to say, see, this is what happens. This is why we told you not to do it. Again, that's not fair or right, but it is the way this thing's going to go down.
Absolutely. I agree with that completely. And I think it's important to point out that that perfect situation will be more likely for her as she gains more experience under Pop and as she develops what her voice will be in a male-dominated huddle as she becomes that first female head coach. I agree with you. It's going to happen. I just don't think Memphis is the right spot for that to occur. You know, in theory, San Antonio would be the spot for it to occur once Popovich retires, whenever that may be. But he has other assistants on that bench. Messina comes to mind, for example, that may be in line before her. So I don't see it happening in Memphis. I think that she's worthy of an interview. I would like, again, to pick her brain. She's in a unique situation. But you hit the nail on the head. She's not just doing this for Becky Hammon. She's doing this for WNBA rookies right now who 20 years from now want to continue to have a career in basketball, and they don't want to be a WNBA coach. They want to be an NBA coach. So it's not just about her. It's about generations beyond her, and she has to get it right or wrong.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.